absolutely gutted over that. You know, I'm nearly in tears over that because I had my heart set on Premier League next year, and I'm actually playing some great darts again now. I'm actually one of the best players in the world in my eyes, I believe that. And to lose that just ripped my heart out.
It was an incredible comeback we've seen at this William Hill World Championship. But we have seen in the opening parts of that match and in the previous weeks some of the old Simon Whitlock form, and that's got to be something to cling on to as a positive.
Yeah, definitely. You know, 12 months ago when I lost here, I changed my equipment and I knew it was a massive step backwards, but I believed in what I've done, and I know to this day now, after that game there, that these darts are right for me, and I'm playing some really good darts again now, and I'm going to be a massive threat next year. I'm just can't wait for next year now. I'm just going to practice harder than ever. I've been practicing as hard as ever this year. I'm finally getting some good results, but, you know, even though I lost that game, I got so many positives to take out of that. I played some great darts, especially under pressure as well at the end. You know, it just took Ricky something special to win that match, and that's the only reason I lost. Apart from the crowd being totally against me, I think that played a massive part in the match as well. The whole crowd suddenly switched to him, which made it more difficult and probably gave him a massive lift at the end of the match. And I believe that's why he won. It was all due with the crowd in the end. And, you know, like I said, I'll just take the positives out of that. And I know I'm back on track and I'm going to have a huge year next year.
You have had a tough time on TV tournaments. We have seen you play very well on the floor in spells. How hard has it been to maintain that faith in your own abilities when things going against you over a sustained period of time?
Well, it's not hard. I've been playing this game for over 30 years now, and I 100% believe in my ability. I know I'm one of the best players in the world. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I just look back to 2010. I went to the final here with Phil, and, you know, I put up a massive fight in that. I averaged over 100 for the whole tournament. You know, I'm back again now, and people have got to start looking at me again because I'm going to make a big inroads next year.